The Catholic Church of Indonesia last week concluded its second Indonesian Youth Day in Manado, the capital of the northern province of North Sulawesi, with nearly 2,460 young men and women from all of the nation's 37 dioceses taking part in it. After 6 days of prayer, reflection, testimonies, catechesis that kicked off with a three-day live-in program in local families, the second Indonesian Youth Day ended with a highly animated evening mass October the 6th at the amphitheatre of the Emmanuel Catholic Youth Centre at Lotha in the suburb of Manado. After the mass followed a variety program that included the final declaration by the nation's Catholic youth, speeches, songs, dances and entertainment by the various diocesan regional groups with fireworks to cap it all close to midnight. The Indonesian Youth Day, October 1st to 6th, had as its theme the joy of the gospel amidst a plural society in Indonesia. It was a follow-up of the first Indonesian Youth Day that took place in October 2012 in Sangao Diocese on the theme Rooted and Built Up in Jesus Christ, Strengthened in the Faith. The Indonesian Youth Day 2006 in Manado, held during the current Jubilee Year of Mercy, was in preparation for the 6th Asian Youth Day that is to be hosted by Indonesia in Yogyakarta in the Diocese of Semarang, July 30th to August the 6th in 2017. The first 3 days of the October 1st to 6th Indonesian Youth Day in Manado began with young men and women living with local families of Manado Diocese's 37 parishes, intending to demonstrate that young Catholics can carry the joy of the gospel anywhere they may be placed in the world's largest archipelagic nation. On the fourth day, all the participants and their guides and mentors, many of whom were nuns and priests, came together for the first time at Manado's Klabat Stadium, where the second Indonesian Youth Day was officially inaugurated with Holy Mass led by Host Bishop Joseph Sowathan of Manado. The opening event was a festival of colors, dances, songs and yells, with each contingent from the 37 dioceses displaying their cultural wealth and variety that Indonesia is well known for. Day 5 and Day 6 were dedicated to catechesis, interactive talks and sessions on some 15 different issues involving bishops, priests, nuns, young people, experts, politicians and government officials. The afternoon of Day 5 was set aside for the Sacrament of Reconciliation, to which the youth responded in great numbers. Well, in our edition of The Backgrounder today, we bring you an interview with Missionary of the Sacred Heart Priest, Father Aloysius Batmianik of the Archdiocese of Merauke, one of Indonesia's easternmost cities in Papua Province. Father Aloysius, who is the moderator of the youth of his archdiocese, accompanied 110 Catholic men and women to the Indonesian Youth Day in Manado. Speaking to Vatican Radio on October the 5th, the penultimate day of the event, he first explained about the preparation of his young people for the Indonesian Youth Day.
Actually, we realized the program of the Youth Commission of the KAWI. They already formulate the program how to prepare the, all of the participants of every diocese come to join in the meeting.
Which is the Indonesian Bishops' Conference Youth Committee, KWI.
Yeah. And they sent all of the programs to each youth commission diocese. And they have program is before we gather together all of the participants and to choose who they want become the delegation of the diocese, we have to make the pra-year day. Each parish, yeah, is the parish. And after that, in the we call the kefikepan. And after that, we choose the who they want the best. Will become the representative of the diocese. This is the gathering here.
And spiritually, what had you to do to prepare your young men and women? I believe each diocese had a cross that went through all the parishes of the diocese. Was that very symbolic of uniting all the young people of your archdiocese?
Yeah. Actually, before we come here, we tried to call all of the youth people gather together, and we try to teach them, influenced by the we call the spiritual companionship. Is the something is really not familiar in here, but I get the knowledge about that from one priest of India when he give for us in the API, East Asia Pastoral Institute in Philippines, that the try to build the all of the gardeners, all of the young people, is need the spirituality, gardenership, or friendship. It's very, very important because it's the become the basic for the group. So they only set in their mind that we go there by the group, but not by one by one. Yeah, that is very important. Yeah. So if everything they do or they say is always about the gatherings, about the friendship, is very important.
It's together always.
Together always is very important. That is the I think the basic from both the one group to be good group. I think that.
Now, Father, after you came here, could you give us the impressions you have about the World Youth Day so far? You have just maybe one more day to go. Tell us, first of all, about this fantastic opening.
Yes. Actually, this is the theme of the second Youth Indonesia Youth Day. Is youth people is the Indonesia Injil. Sukacita, the
joy
of the gospel. Yeah, it's very important. We only implement that for them. That don't think about something is very hard, but when you try to dedicate yourself, do something, and tell something is good, and make your friends become the joy. It is the sign of the joyful of the gospel. That's very important. Yeah, don't think that something is you make the very big. Like a miracle, no need. It's simple things. Small things. Just dedicate yourself. When you present yourself in the small group, that is the group in there, feel happy, feel enjoy. That is the joyful of the gospel. It's the sign of the joyful gospel. It's very important. But everything is coming from the heart. It's very important.
A little bit about your group that you carried from your archdiocese. There was a great parade of all the dioceses, 37 dioceses. What special did you project there at the opening ceremony there? What dress, ethnic richness, cultural heritage of your archdiocese?
Yeah. Actually, we come here to bring the something specifically of the our group in there. By the clothes, and hiasan, ornament, headdress like that, and also song also, and we also we have a yell, it's like wake up youth, I'm ready. They will shout like that, and they.
Could you now shout what you said in your own language?
Yeah, that is the yell. Wake up! I'm ready. Orang muda keuskupan agung Merauke. Isakot bekai, isakot kai. Satu hati, satu tujuan. Hanima, kake, yehe. That is our yell from our group.
And how is this catechesis which has begun today going on? Have you attended some of these, at least the initial catechesis that has been delivered here? Yes.
Actually, I the participant of the, what we call the... The diocese of the diocese of those diocese commission, so I don't become the participant of the group. We only talk about how we have to do in the future, prepare the youth for the ASEAN Youth Day in Semarang. So I don't know about that.
Now, when you go back, what memories will you carry back? What lessons do you carry back from this gathering? What have you learned that you will take back as precious?
Actually, before we come here, many parents of the youth, they ask me already, when the meeting finish, what this will bring to the our youth in our diocese? And I said that we only bring the gardeners and joyful. That is very important. Yeah, we don't bring the anything very very what we call
intellectual.
Yeah, but it's how the participant feel. Gather together in here is especially hard, when they feel a joy with all of the young people from another diocese, they feel happy. That is very important. They have to bring the what they joyful and present in there, make the all of the group youth group in there feel happy. That is very important. Yeah.
What has the Merauke Archdiocese to contribute to this Youth Day? Anything special that you can say, well, this is something special I have brought to this gathering? What special have you brought?
Actually, That is the first meeting we absent. We have no delegation to participate in the first. That is the second meeting now. That is very important for us. We presented the 110 participants. It's very important for take participant with the what gatherings with the second Indonesia Youth Day. That's very important. So in the meeting for the all of the Diocese Commission, they said that, thank you very much for the Diocese of Merauke, because now they already participate in the meeting. That's very important. I think that is most important.
That was Indonesian priest Father Aloysius Bathmianik, MSC of Merauke Archdiocese, speaking about the October 1st to 6th Indonesian Youth Day in Manado. This has been The Backgrounder, a weekly feature of Vatican Radio's English Service for Asia.